A new report from the National Urban League in the United States finds democracy for black Americans is under attack. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The civil rights and urban advocacy group cites threats such as extreme views adopted by some local, state, and federal political leaders who try to limit what history can be taught in schools and seek to undermine how black officials perform their jobs. One example, the vote this month by the Republican-controlled Tennessee House to oust two black representatives for violating a legislative rule. The annual State of Black America report documents an increase in recent years in hate crimes, as well as attempts to make voting more difficult. It also cites examples of extremist views being normalized in politics, the military, and law enforcement. I'm Julie Walker.
Tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against the government's planned judicial overhaul. The mass crowd chanted democracy and shame as they waved Israeli flags, which have become a prominent symbol at the frequent protests, which are now in their 15th consecutive week. After the main event was over and the crowd began dispersing, some tried to reach the Ayalon Highway, where Israeli police had already stationed themselves in an attempt to prevent protesters from reaching it. Scores of prisoners of war, including Saudis, were freed on Saturday as part of a cross-border exchange between a Saudi-led military coalition and Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels, this according to the International Committee of the Red Cross. The flights connecting Saudi Arabia and Houthi-led territory in Yemen were part of a multi-day transfer involving nearly 900 detainees. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.